Tamoxifen. Approximate recording time, 25 minutes. About this booklet. This booklet explains what tamoxifen is, when it may be prescribed, how it works, and what side effects may occur. What is tamoxifen? Tamoxifen is a drug used to treat breast cancer in both premenopausal women, women who have not yet gone through the menopause, and postmenopausal women. It can also be taken by men who have breast cancer. It's a type of hormone therapy, also known as endocrine therapy. How does tamoxifen work? Some breast cancers use estrogen in the body to help them grow. These are known as estrogen receptor positive or ER positive breast cancers. Tamoxifen works by reducing the amount of estrogen made in the body. Invasive breast cancers are tested to see if they are ER positive using tissue from a biopsy or after surgery. Tests will also be done to see if your breast cancer is progesterone receptor positive, PR positive. Progesterone is another hormone. The benefits of hormone therapy are less clear for people whose breast cancer is only progesterone receptor positive, PR positive, and ER negative. Very few breast cancers fall into this category. However, if this is the case for you, your specialist will discuss with you whether or not tamoxifen is appropriate. If your cancer is found to be hormone receptor negative, then tamoxifen will not be of any benefit to you. When is tamoxifen prescribed? Primary breast cancer. Tamoxifen may be prescribed if you have primary breast cancer. This is breast cancer that has not spread beyond the breast or the lymph nodes under the arm. It's usually given after surgery to reduce the risk of breast cancer returning in the same breast or spreading somewhere else in the body. This is known as adjuvant or additional therapy. If you're going to take tamoxifen as part of your treatment for primary breast cancer, your specialist will tell you when it's best for you to do this. Occasionally, tamoxifen may be used as the first treatment for breast cancer. This may be when surgery is not appropriate or needs to be delayed. It's sometimes given before surgery, known as neoadjuvant or primary therapy, to shrink a large breast cancer, so breast-conserving surgery may be possible, rather than a mastectomy. Breast-conserving surgery, also known as wide local excision or lumpectomy, is the removal of the cancer with a margin, border, of normal breast tissue around it. A mastectomy is the removal of all the breast tissue, including the nipple area. For people diagnosed with an early type of breast cancer, called ductal carcinoma in situ, DCIS, the benefits of tamoxifen are less clear. Some evidence suggests that taking tamoxifen after surgery for DCIS reduces the risk of breast cancer coming back in the same breast, and a new breast cancer developing on either side. Your specialist will discuss whether they feel it would benefit you. Breast cancer that has come back or spread. Tamoxifen can also be used to treat people who have local recurrence, breast cancer that has come back in the chest or breast area or in the skin near the original site or scar, locally advanced breast cancer that has spread to the tissues and lymph nodes around the chest, neck, and under the breastbone. Sometimes breast cancer is locally advanced when it is first diagnosed. This may also happen when breast cancer comes back after treatment, and may be referred to as regional recurrence, or secondary metastatic breast cancer, breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body. to reduce the risk of breast cancer developing. Tamoxifen may be an option for some people who do not have breast cancer, but have a higher risk of developing it because of their family history. It's given to try to reduce the risk of breast cancer developing. Your specialist will discuss this if it is an option for you. How is tamoxifen taken? Tamoxifen is taken as a tablet. Occasionally, it may be prescribed as a liquid for people who have difficulty swallowing. The recommended dose for most people is 20 milligrams daily. It's best to take it at the same time every day. If you miss a dose, you don't need to take an extra one the next day. The level of the drug in your body will remain high enough from the previous day. Some versions of tamoxifen contain small amounts of lactose. If you know you are lactose intolerant, discuss this with your treatment team or pharmacist. How long will I have to take tamoxifen for? The recommended length of time that tamoxifen is taken for will vary according to individual situations. People being treated for primary breast cancer will usually take tamoxifen for between 5 and 10 years. If you're taking tamoxifen for locally advanced breast cancer or for secondary breast cancer, you'll usually continue to take it for as long as it is keeping the cancer under control. If you have a significant family history and are taking tamoxifen to reduce your risk of breast cancer developing, you'll usually take it for 5 years. If you become postmenopausal while taking tamoxifen, your treatment team may recommend you change from tamoxifen to a different hormone therapy known as an aromatase inhibitor, such as anastrozole, exemestane, or letrozole. This can happen after 2 to 3 years of taking tamoxifen, or after you have taken tamoxifen for 5 years. They may do some blood tests to check whether you are menopausal before changing your hormone therapy. Sometimes tamoxifen is recommended after taking an aromatase inhibitor. For more information, see our anastrozole, exemestane, and letrozole booklets. For younger women who are premenopausal, tamoxifen may be given alone, or sometimes alongside ovarian suppression, treatment to stop the ovaries working. Stopping tamoxifen. Your treatment team will tell you when to stop taking tamoxifen. You won't need to stop taking it gradually. If for any reason you want to stop taking tamoxifen before the recommended time, talk to your specialist first. This is because not taking the drug for the recommended time may increase your risk of the breast cancer coming back or progressing. Side effects of tamoxifen. Like any drug, tamoxifen can cause side effects. Everyone reacts differently to drugs. Some people will have more side effects than others, while others don't experience any side effects at all. Having few or no side effects does not mean the drug is not effective. Side effects from tamoxifen are usually not severe. However, for some people, they can cause distress and disrupt everyday life. This booklet does not list all the possible side effects. If you have any questions or concerns about side effects, whether they are listed below or not, talk to your treatment team. Tamoxifen is made by a number of different manufacturers. Some of the tablets may differ in their additional ingredients, for example, preservatives. This means that the colour, shape, size, and sometimes taste of the tablets can differ between brands. However, this does not alter the effectiveness of the treatment. Some people say they notice a change in the side effects they experience if they take tamoxifen made by a different manufacturer. This suggests that some people find tamoxifen produced by one manufacturer seems to suit them better than another. You may wish to discuss this with your treatment team or GP. or ask the pharmacist who dispenses your prescriptions if they can supply you with tamoxifen from the manufacturer you feel suits you the best. Common side effects. Menopausal symptoms. The most common side effects of tamoxifen are menopausal symptoms. These include hot flushes, night sweats and sleep disturbance, vaginal irritation such as dryness and itching, loss of sex drive, mood changes, and headaches. To find out more about coping with menopausal symptoms, see our Menopausal Symptoms and Breast Cancer booklet. Vaginal discharge. Vaginal discharge is common when taking tamoxifen. If you are worried about this, let your treatment team or GP know, so they can rule out an infection. Effects on periods. Women who are still having regular periods may find that their periods change. For example, they may be lighter, irregular, or they may stop altogether. This may also be because the menopause has occurred naturally during this time, or because other treatment, such as chemotherapy, has caused an earlier menopause. Sometimes periods may return after you stop taking tamoxifen. See Does Tamoxifen Affect Fertility section. Fluid retention. Tamoxifen can sometimes cause fluid retention, which may affect your weight. Some women put on weight during treatment, although there is no clear evidence linking weight gain to tamoxifen. Indigestion or nausea. Some people have indigestion or mild nausea, feeling sick. This is usually most noticeable when they start taking tamoxifen. These symptoms generally improve or become easier to manage over time, and may be helped by taking the tamoxifen with food, or taking it at a different time of day. Effects on bone health. If you are postmenopausal, there is evidence that tamoxifen slows down bone loss, reducing the risk of osteoporosis, thinning of the bone. However, tamoxifen may slightly increase the risk of osteoporosis for premenopausal women. This is unlikely to lead to osteoporosis unless treatment has been given to stop the ovaries from working as well. Extreme tiredness. Cancer-related fatigue is extreme tiredness and exhaustion that doesn't go away with rest or sleep. It can affect you physically and emotionally. It's a very common side effect of tamoxifen, and may last for weeks or months after your treatment has finished. Occasionally, fatigue is a long-term effect. Fatigue can also be caused by conditions such as anemia, too few red blood cells. It's important to let your team know if you're affected by fatigue to rule out other conditions. Fatigue affects people in different ways, and there's a number of ways of coping with and managing it. Your treatment team may be able to help you with this. You can find out more information by calling our helpline on 0808 800 6000. Macmillan Cancer Support produces a booklet called Coping with Fatigue. Skin rash. You may develop a skin rash, itchy or dry skin, while taking tamoxifen. Your pharmacist, GP or treatment team can tell you what products you can use on your skin to help. Less common side effects. Effects on the womb. Tamoxifen can affect the lining of the womb, uterus, known as the endometrium, which may become thickened. If you have any unexpected vaginal bleeding or pain, tell your GP or treatment team. In a few cases, use of tamoxifen in postmenopausal women may cause polyps or ovarian cysts, or even more rarely, cancer of the womb. There doesn't appear to be an increased risk of this type of cancer in premenopausal women taking tamoxifen. Change to hair or facial hair. Some women have some hair loss or hair thinning while taking tamoxifen. A small number of women notice an increase in downy facial hair. Changes to vision. There is a very slight risk of changes to your vision, including a slightly higher risk of developing cataracts. If you notice any changes to your vision, tell your GP or treatment team. Changes to the liver. Tamoxifen can occasionally cause changes to how the liver works. These changes are usually very mild and unlikely to cause any symptoms. Once you finish your treatment, your liver will usually go back to normal. Other possible side effects. Some women notice a change to their singing voice. Other reported side effects include joint pains, difficulty concentrating, headaches, and leg cramps at night. Are there different side effects for men? Men can have similar side effects as women, such as hot flushes and headaches. A number of small studies have noted other side effects, such as decreased sex drive, though this usually recovers after tamoxifen treatment has ended. Blood clots. People with breast cancer have a higher risk of blood clots. Their risk is higher because of the cancer itself and some treatments for breast cancer. If the cancer has spread to other parts of the body, secondary breast cancer, this also increases the risk. Taking tamoxifen increases the risk of blood clots such as deep vein thrombosis, DVT. People with a DVT are at risk of developing a pulmonary embolism, PE. This is when part of the blood clot breaks away and travels to the lung. Blood clots can be harmful, but are treatable, so it's important to report symptoms as soon as possible. If you experience any of the following symptoms, contact your local A&E department, GP, or treatment team straight away. Pain, redness or discoloration, heat and swelling of the calf or thigh. Swelling, redness or tenderness where a central line is inserted to give chemotherapy, for example in the arm, chest area or up into the neck. Shortness of breath. Pain or tightness in the chest. Or unexplained cough or coughing up blood. If you have had blood clots in the past or are at risk of developing them, your treatment team will take this into account and may use an alternative treatment. If you take an anticoagulant, medicine that reduces the ability of the blood to clot, such as warfarin, your doctor may want to monitor you more regularly, or may want to consider changing your anticoagulant medication while you are taking tamoxifen. People taking tamoxifen need to be aware of the risk of blood clots and ways to reduce this. Long periods of inactivity can increase your risk of developing blood clots. If you're planning a long-distance plane, car or train journey, you can get advice from your treatment team or GP. This may include wearing compression stockings, below-knee stockings that apply gentle pressure to help blood flow. These must be correctly fitted, so get advice from a pharmacist or other healthcare professional. If you need to have treatment or surgery that will reduce your mobility, discuss this with your specialist. They will let you know if you need to stop taking tamoxifen and how long for. Can I take tamoxifen with other drugs? Always check with your treatment team or pharmacist if you're taking any other medicines with tamoxifen. A few studies have suggested some drugs may interfere with the way tamoxifen works, making it less effective. These include fluoxetine, Prozac, paroxetine, Seroxat, bupropion, Wellbutrin, Zyban, Voxra, Budeprion or Aplenzin, quinidine, quinidine gluconate or quinidine sulfate, or cinacalcet, Sensipar. More recent research suggests that this is unlikely, but you may be recommended not to use these drugs with tamoxifen, in which case an alternative may be suggested. Check with your treatment team before stopping taking these drugs, as stopping them suddenly may be harmful. Herbal medicines and supplements. Many people consider taking herbal products or supplements while having treatment for breast cancer. However, the exact effect and safety of taking these after a diagnosis of breast cancer is not fully understood. Ask your treatment team or pharmacist before taking herbal products or supplements. Find out more about supplements in our diet and breast cancer booklet. Can I have a COVID-19 vaccine if I'm taking tamoxifen? Tamoxifen does not affect your immune system. Therefore, it should not reduce the effectiveness of a COVID-19 vaccine, and it should be safe to have the vaccine if you're taking tamoxifen. Contraception while taking tamoxifen. Taking tamoxifen while pregnant may be harmful to a developing baby. It's possible to become pregnant while taking tamoxifen, even if your periods have become irregular or stopped. If you're sexually active with a chance of becoming pregnant, your specialist is likely to advise you to use a non-hormonal method of contraception while taking tamoxifen and for 2 months after stopping. Non-hormonal methods include condoms, femidoms, or a diaphragm. It may also be possible to use a coil, IUD, or intrauterine device. However, you would need to discuss this with your treatment team, as not all types are suitable for women with breast cancer. If you think you may be pregnant, tell your specialist as soon as possible. Does tamoxifen affect fertility? In most premenopausal women who take tamoxifen, the ovaries continue to work. When you start taking tamoxifen, it may stimulate the release of an egg from the ovary, ovulation, and could make you more fertile. However, getting pregnant is not recommended. See contraception while taking tamoxifen. For some women, continued use of tamoxifen means periods become less regular, lighter, or stop altogether. Generally, your periods will start again once you stop taking tamoxifen, as long as you have not gone through the menopause naturally while taking the drug. However, it may take 4 to 5 months for your periods to become regular again. Because of the length of time tamoxifen is taken for, the side effects may hide the signs of a natural menopause. It may only be when you finish taking it that you realize you have started your menopause. If you want to have children and you're in your 30s or early 40s, taking hormone treatment for 5 years or more may be a concern you want to discuss with your treatment team. For more information, see our booklet, Fertility, Pregnancy and Breast Cancer. If you're planning to get pregnant after you have finished taking tamoxifen, it's advisable to wait at least 2 months to allow time for the drug to leave the body completely. Talk to your treatment team about the most appropriate length of time for you. Women taking tamoxifen are advised not to breastfeed, as it may pass through the bloodstream into the breast milk. Finding support. Being diagnosed with breast cancer can make you feel lonely and isolated. Many people find it helps to talk to someone who has been through the same experience as them. You can ask questions and chat to other people on Breast Cancer Now's online forum. For further information and support, or to talk things through, you can speak to one of our experts by calling our free helpline on 0808 800 6000. Help us to help others. If you have found this information helpful, would you consider making a donation to support our care and research work? You can donate on our website, breastcancernow.org/donate. About this booklet. Tamoxifen was written by Breast Cancer Now's clinical specialists and reviewed by healthcare professionals and people affected by breast cancer. For a full list of the sources we use to research it, email health-info@breastcancernow.org. You can order or download more copies from breastcancernow.org/publications. We welcome your feedback on this publication. Email health-info@breastcancernow.org. For a large print, Braille or audio CD version, email health-info@breastcancernow.org. Trusted Information Creator, Patient Information Forum. Copyright Breast Cancer Now, July 2021, BCC 20. Edition 8, Next Planned Review, 2023. Breast Cancer Now is a company limited by guarantee, registered in England 9347608, and a charity registered in England and Wales 1160558, Scotland SC045584, and Isle of Man 1200. Registered office, 5th floor, Ibex House, 42-47 Minories, London, EC3N1DY. This document has been transcribed into audio by A2i Transcription Services. Any feedback or queries about the text in the document should be addressed to the author. However, we welcome feedback about the audio quality and style, and would love to hear your comments. Please feel free to contact us on telephone 01179 44 0044, email info@a2i, that's letter A, number 2, letter I, .co.uk, website www.a2i.co.uk. We look forward to hearing from you. When giving feedback, please quote reference number 33984.